You never know when you're going to learn something or where that next piece of information or history-changing evidence may come from. This is Lisa Berry, and it was just over a year ago in a muddy field in Chelsea, Michigan, that a farmer came across what turned out to be the remains of an Ice Age mammoth. For the last year, it's been reconstructed, and this coming weekend will go on display at the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Amy Harris, director of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Refresh our listeners' memory first about the finding.
Well, the farmer, whose name is Jim Brisley, was out in his field digging a drainage system and dug up something that first he thought was a fence post, and then he realized it was a bone, a very large bone. And so he called the University of Michigan, and a team of paleontologists went out and looked at what he had found and recognized that it was the remains of a mammoth.
So they had a big dig, and they got the bones out?
That's right. Because the drainage project was very time-sensitive, the paleontologists only had one day to do the dig. So in that one single day, they were able to dig up about 30 to 40% of the volume of the animal. And so it's the partial remains of a mammoth.
That was in October of 2015. They've spent the last year reconstructing it, and now it goes on display at the museum this weekend?
That's right. It's not a full reconstruction. It's actually the partial remains of a mammoth. So there's the skull. We'll have a cast of a tusk on display, and some of the other bones. There may be more bones in the ground. We don't know yet, but the farmer has agreed to allow Dr. Dan Fisher, our paleontologist, to go back to the site and to dig again in the next several weeks.
Do they have any idea what they expect to find?
No, they don't. They're looking forward to being able to take some more careful samples of the soil in a profile to be able to look at things like pollen that's left in the soil so they can more accurately date the fossil.
When this Ice Age mammoth that was discovered in a field in Chelsea, Michigan is set up at the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History, I understand you're leaving room in the area for further research while it's on display?
That's right. Actually, a year sounds like a long time for most of us, but in the research world, it's not that long, and the research is ongoing. There's quite a bit more to study with this fossil, and as we learn more, we'll add more to the exhibit. Dr. Fisher believes that this was a site of meat storage, so the mammoth was not intact in any way. It was not the way you would expect to find an animal that just died naturally. It appears that it had been butchered. So the exhibit has a lot of the evidence that suggests that this was a site of meat storage.
Is that how it was done? You capture a mammoth and then you store its meat underground necessarily?
Well, at the time, this was a pond. And so the pond in the winter, of course, would be very cold and a good place, sort of an Ice Age refrigerator or freezer. And in addition, there were beneficial bacteria in the pond water that helped to preserve the meat.
We're talking to Amy Harris, director of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History, where a mammoth goes on display this weekend. And I understand this could actually rewrite the history of Michigan because specifically the time of arrival of the first humans and their earliest interactions with mammoths was expected to be about 13,000 years ago. But this could result in information that's showing was even earlier than that?
That's right. There's a well-documented presence of humans in North America 13,000 years ago, but there's been some recent evidence that perhaps humans here were here even earlier. And this site may join the list of places with such evidence, but Dr. Fisher wants to be very certain before he announces any dates or any speculation about how much earlier.
How long will it take to figure that out?
Well, the second visit to the site will definitely provide more evidence that will help to support the findings that he's had so far.
And refresh our memories, how old or how big do you think this mammoth was?
It was 13 feet tall, about, and about 9 tons. And one of the really fun things in the exhibit is a life-size silhouette of what we think the mammoth size was. So it's a really great place to take a selfie and compare yourself or your kids to a life-sized mammoth. And we have a hashtag bristly mammoth.
And you spell bristly B-R-I-S-T-L-E.
That's right.
So we're going to take a mammoth selfie at the Michigan Museum of Natural History. Tell us a little bit more about the display. What can people expect to see?
Well, the real skull will be on display, and that's part of the evidence for butchery, because the skull appears to have been cut into. So that's quite an interesting thing. There will be a cast of one of the tusks. They were 11 feet long. Huge, huge, huge tusks. Several of the other bones were found will be on display. And we invited our visitors to tell us what they most were interested in learning or doing in the exhibit. The number one thing people wanted to do was to touch a real bone. So we've set up a bone so that it's protected, but people can actually touch the real thing. There's also some fantastic video footage of the excavation. Especially amazing is the sight of a lift hoisting the skull and tusks out of the ground. It's really spectacular.
You've mentioned a couple of times there's a cast of the tusk. Is that a recreation? It's not the original?
It's a scientifically accurate replica. So it shows every detail of the real tusk, but it's made out of a fiberglass material, resin, so that the real tusks can be in the lab for study. People will see exactly what a real one looks like, but the real one will be behind the scenes in the lab.
So you found the tusks. They're just not going to be on display, so you can do further research.
That's right.
Eventually, this is going to be moved to the museum's new site, and how is that coming along?
Oh, if you've driven by on Washtenaw, you can see the new building going up. It's the Biological Science Building, and it'll have a public museum in it. That's our museum moving next door. And we're really excited to be able to give the public greater access to current research that's going on in the building. And this exhibit is a great example of how that'll work, because research is ongoing. It's not always finished right away. And we want people to understand how exciting that is, the process of discovery.
When do you think it'll reopen?
The building opens for the academic departments, classes, and labs in the fall of 2018, and some of our exhibits will be opening at that time, but the bulk of the museum will open in 2019.
It's a scientific work in progress, learning about our past. Amy Harris, director of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
It was my pleasure, and I hope everyone will come down to the museum to see the mammoth exhibit.